What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show today, episode 239. It is Friday, August 7th. I'm your host, Kellen, with me, Tim. Tim, say hi.
I'm not Tim. I'm Kellen 2.0, man. I got the gray, the hat.
Like, yeah.
We did not plan this, just so everyone knows. This was not planned.
The coordination is quite good today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hope everyone in the chat's wearing a black hat and a gray shirt. Pretty good. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We have a really big show ahead of. I do have some unfortunate news, though. There's no trivia.
Well, we just got too much to talk about today.
We just have so much stuff going on. Like, it would be a 3-hour show probably if we were doing trivia. So we'll make it up to you. Like, the next trivia will have, I don't know, more prizes, something. We'll do our best to make it up to you. But so no trivia. We are just talking. We're just running through topics this week. We had Pixel 4a, that phone that Google was supposed to announce like 3 months ago. It's official. I have one. Samsung announced a whole bunch of stuff. We have some of their stuff. We'll show you guys those things. Oh, yeah, there it is. Everything in mystic bronze. We also have a final Android 11 beta. There's some other random stuff like the August Pixel patch. There was a lot going on. So yes, put your hat, your black hat and gray shirts on, and we shall start going. We'll kind of go somewhat in order here. Instead of Samsung, which I know is like the actual talk, I figured we'd bust through Google Pixel stuff because there's randomly a bunch of Google Pixel stuff this week. So first of all, this thing right here, it does exist and it is official. So Pixel 4a, it's so funny. Like, look at me holding this thing up. Now you hold up the Note Ultra thing, like size.
Mine's bigger than yours.
That thing is, it's so huge. So Pixel 4a, Google finally announced it on Monday. It is a $350 phone. No 5G, so it runs a Snapdragon 730G, and it is an LTE phone, so it's affordable. So $350. We know everything about this phone because, again, it was supposed to have released in May. Like, all the promotional materials say May 12th or something, which was, you know, the date that Google I/O was supposed to kick off when we thought this was coming. I've had the phone for, I don't know, a couple of days. It is... you know, it's a mid to low range phone, I think I would put it at. Unlike, you know, the OnePlus Nord, which has everything in a 90 hertz display and all of that stuff for $400, this thing doesn't have a 90 hertz display and doesn't have the nicer processor. But it does have like 120 gig storage and 6 gig RAM, and it's really cheap. It has a rear fingerprint reader, which is actually kind of nice.
It's kind of hot.
Taking me a while to get used to it again, but I do kind of like it. It has a headphone jack. I don't think anyone cares about those anymore, though, do they? I mean, LG guy does. There's some LG guys that do. Yes. The rest of the people, though, are pretty much over that thing.
Yeah.
It has NFC, which is great because, you know, like Motorola on phones like this, and Motorola tends to cut out NFC for some weird reason.
Sure.
We got stereo speakers. And what else? Oh, just a single camera on the back, the little 12.2 single shooter. It's basically the same camera Google's put in phones for like 3 years or something now. So it'll be good. That's probably like going to be the best part about the phone. There's some early reviews out and everyone seems overwhelmingly positive about the phone and that like it's the phone to buy and simplicity and $350. I mean, I've been using it for 36 hours or something. It's okay. Like, performance on this thing is not good. Like, it's maybe it's because I'm so used to the 90 hertz and 120 hertz. It's so skippy in everything. It's nice having a fingerprint reader and a nice camera and a cheap phone, but like, is it really that nice of a phone? Like, I feel like the praise has been a bit excessive in just my short time with it. I don't have any major complaints. I just don't like. Like the 3A, I genuinely liked. It had it. I don't feel like this. Just, you know, I don't know. I don't love it so far. I might be the outlier, Tim.
Well, I do wonder if it has to do with just your own mind getting used to 60 hertz again. And, you know, what does it mean? As someone just said, Sarah in the chat says, what does this mean for the Pixel 5? Because it's got the 765G. And,
well, this is only 730, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Pixel 5 will 765.
So it'll be a little bit more high-end of a processor, I suppose, but then also it'll also have the 120 hertz reportedly. And we'll talk about that later, but yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, you know, how about compared to the 3A? Because I know you said you like the 3A, and this phone just doesn't feel as good. It looks better. I think it looks good.
It looks way better. Yeah. I mean, I wish there was a white version. Like, the white-black combo is always kind of cool. It's got a lot going for, I think it's just the, I feel like the performance sucks, and that's kind of pissing me off. Like, I'm so used, I just came from a OnePlus Nord, which again, I know has a better processor, and 90 Hertz, but that phone just ran like a flagship phone. It was smooth and buttery and all of that stuff. This one just feels quite a bit slower than every phone. You know, I've also been using a Galaxy S20. I've only been using mostly high-end phones, and then I use Nord, which is kind of like priced way under what it should be, but this thing definitely feels slow, and that's been a bit frustrating to you. So, you know, it's early. I'm trying not to like rush to full judgment here. Maybe it'll, you know, loosen up as we go along here. But so far, Pixel 4a is again, and I think I'm kind of the outlier here in thinking this, but I just, it's okay.
Well, that kind of sucks just because we waited, you know, we were expecting this phone like around May. So the fact that it's now August and we're finding out that it's whereas the Pixel 3a was like, it was a really good phone. It's just sort of like disappointing, I suppose.
I mean, I wrote second posts about the 3a, almost second mini reviews where I said, I love this phone because it's plastic. This one feels, it doesn't feel cheap because that one felt cheap. This just feels like the most basic phone that anyone has ever made, which isn't like the worst thing ever. But when you use it, you can also tell that it's quite honestly the most basic phone you've ever used. So yeah, early impressions so far, not really enjoying the 4A like I feel like so many others are.
Well, it's 350. How much is the Nord for? Well, it's not available in the US, but it's 399 euros. Dude, and it's like a way better phone.
The
like,
camera probably not better in Nord. Like the camera in Nord sucks. But that's it. That's the only thing it has over. And Nord, compared to this, every other spec down the list just stomps on this 4A. So,
yeah.
Probably would have been fine if it came out in May. Maybe. I don't feel like my thoughts on this think it sucks because it's been delayed 3 months. My thoughts are pretty much just, it's just, I don't like it yet. And maybe is because I've played with Nord before it. Like, maybe 3 months ago, if I played with this before Nord, I would have gone, oh, this is cool. $350 is ridiculous. Except at that time, it was probably going to be $399 because they shifted price there. I don't know. We'll have a review. I'll do a review. It'll probably be up middle of next week or something. There's not like a ton to test here, right? It's the most basic phone ever. I just need to see if battery life's good or not and if the camera's good. And I already can tell you the performance is meh. So not gonna be that. So yeah, Pixel 4a, you can pre-order it now. 350, one color, unlocked. Some carriers actually I think are supposed to have it, like Verizon and US Cellular. It ships August 20th. So while I have one, thanks to Google for sending a review unit, you can't get one in your hands yet. August 20th is the day. So I forgot to mention that. You have a couple weeks to go. And I mean, it, you know, $350, what should you expect, really?
Right. Non-Rev Guy says, is Nord actually a competitor to 4A? Not sure about pricing in other markets. Well, in my mind, it's not a competitor just because it's so much better. I mean, just like in the spec, like Nord, I mean, it's like, it's a solid mid-range option. Whereas now I'm hearing more about the 4A and I'm like, it's like, it's a good phone if you don't want to buy like the cheapest Moto G or Moto E you can find, right? If you want to upgrade a little bit from that, it's the camera. Like a lot of people just take a lot of pictures on their phones, right? So if you want a good mid-range or low-end device that takes really good pictures, I guess just get the Pixel. And you know it's got the software support. So, I mean, they're both I'm sure they're both fine devices.
Yeah. It'll get 3 years worth of updates and all that stuff. There's a lot going on to like, I really think my gripe has just sort of been the performance is kind of bugging me. I expected it to just be maybe more optimized. Yeah. The size is great. If you're one of those people who's been looking for a small phone, I mean, this is it. This phone is, I don't have another one sitting here. This phone is borderline tiny at this point compared to just all the other phones we use. It's almost weird to use because I'm so used to every phone being ginormous that it feels it feels tiny.
Do you have a Nord sitting next to you?
It's like somewhere behind me.
Oh, dang. I just wanted a size comparison. It's okay.
You want me to grab that, don't you?
Let's see
how easy, seamlessly I can do this. Watch me crash something.
You're wireless. Shout out to Ewin for the chairs.
Here we go.
Stop. Oh my god.
It's a lot better, right?
Yeah, it's a huge compared to that thing.
Well, this is like, what is this, 6.7 inch display, I think?
Yeah, that's a monster.
Yeah. So, big size. I mean, this phone is, it's pretty tiny. That's taken some getting used to. I mean, like, I think I'll probably enjoy that. What's going to suck is going to any other phone after this because they're guaranteed to be bigger. So, anyway.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah, you know, we'll have more on that. We don't want to spend too much time on 4A. That said, Google not only announced the 4A this week, weirdly in their announcement for the 4A, they also said, hey, a Pixel 4A 5G is coming and it will cost $500. And then a Pixel 5 is coming too. And they didn't really want to talk too much about that. But they did tell us their next two phones, including the price for the 5G version of this. We're expecting the 5G version of this to be a lot bigger. I don't know what the hell processor they're going to put in. I think we've seen 765, I think is what we've seen. So I don't know why they would put a 765 in a 4A model and then the same processor in the 5. Doesn't that seem kind of weird? It doesn't make much sense. I mean, I'm assuming with the 5, they're going to put a higher refresh rate, which, yeah, we saw a rumor this week that suggested 120 hertz refresh rate. So I guess they can upgrade some stuff. It's just going to be a weird year for Pixel phones, I think. But they did announce those two. And one of the Google France blogs posted that they're expecting the phones to go up for pre-order on October 8th. So on October 8th, and they've now pulled that reference. So obviously they weren't supposed to do that. But on October 8th, we might be able to pre-order. So, you know, you could probably pencil in that week for an announcement for the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5.
Nice.
So in other Pixel stuff, again, it was such a weird week. There's just Pixel stuff everywhere.
So much going on.
So 9to5 Google says they got a look at an internal document that referenced what essentially the entire roadmap for the next year and a half, I think, of Google Pixel phones. So the piece of or the document they saw referenced the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5 with a launch for October. So that matches up to what Google France said. And then from there, they found code names for the Pixel 5a, which we believe will launch in Q2 of next year, so 2021. And then there were three other devices, which could be a Pixel 6, Pixel 6 XL combo, and then a foldable Pixel under code name Passport. So
don't keep track here.
Pixel 4a 5G and 5 are coming in October, and then in May, essentially, maybe next Google I/O if there is one, Pixel 5a will show up. And then in the fall of next year, Pixel 6, 6 XL, and then a foldable Pixel, potentially. There's not a lot of other specs in there, only that, you know, we think Google's working on a foldable. I don't know that I think Google will make a nice foldable.
Yeah.
I just, like, Google has a lot to prove right now. And I don't like Samsung just showed us, which we'll talk about, the Z Fold 2, which just looks like the most absurd device ever made. I can't really imagine Google making the most high quality foldable Pixel. Maybe they'll surprise me. Not thinking so.
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, all I see them doing is like a fancy Chrome OS powered thing or something that's going to be.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hard to say, right? I mean, it's just right now it's nothing. So I guess we'll see. Maybe the initial leak. Well, I mean, this is Google, so we'll probably see it here any day now if it's next year's foldable. So it's possible we see it pretty soon and we'll know what to expect. But it's just hard to say, right? I mean, Google has a history of making really good hardware when they do it themselves. Like the original Pixel books, you know, I mean, like Pixel hardware used to mean something, I feel like, a little different than what it does right now. Like this doesn't really add up to what I thought Pixels would be, but that's okay. I mean, whatever. This isn't a great phone anyway. It's already discontinued, but yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Google's track record with hardware problems. Like how often does Google launch a Pixel phone? And for the first 3 weeks, all we do is sit in their community support forums, looking at all the people complaining about everything that's wrong with them, from speakers to process to stutter to whatever, right? There's just so Google now folding stuff scares the hell out of me. Like Samsung couldn't even do it right, really, out of the gate. They could surprise me. Just mention that the 4 and 4XL have been discontinued. So that was the last bit of Pixel news this week. Google confirmed that they have sold through their inventory of Pixel 4 and 4XL devices, and they will not be making more. Some of their partners still have them. And once their partners sell through, they too will no longer have any more. So the Pixel 4 and 4XL have been, you know, discontinued. Kind of unheard of. They're not even a year old. Like Google just killed their two flagship phones without a replacement. And they're not even a year old.
Not good phones. So
it's and you know, we talked about the disastrous launch of the Pixel 4, right? And now their camera guy left, and another one of their guys that had been with the Pixel team forever, he left. And Rick Osterloh, the hardware boss, was like the day of basically held a meeting and said these phones suck, right? Like we knew it was going to be bad, and apparently no one bought them. You know, when we reviewed the smaller Pixel 4, we talked about how awful battery life was and that no one should buy it. And then when you reviewed the 4XL, I think your headline was like, this is not a $900 phone. Like it was pretty obvious that these were a major misstep from Google in the Pixel line. So we know also they just haven't sold very many, but to see them kill them off this early, like the Pixel 3, 2, probably even the original, those lasted like at least a few months after they were replaced. Like when the Pixel 4 came out, you could still buy a Pixel 3, I think, for a couple months. I think the same thing happened with the 2. You know, they got discounted or whatever. The Pixel 4 is just gone. You just can't. Like Google just gave up and said, this one sucks. Like, let's just move on.
That's good. I think that's a good thing, right? Because if you bought this phone, you're probably really only happy with it because of the camera. Like the camera's good. Other than that, it's just sort of like mediocre in like all aspects. Battery life is not great. Performance is sort of, it's okay. 90 hertz is at least like a good thing, right? But maybe it's me. Maybe I've been on this beta too long, but I think this phone is like really janky and terrible. Like yesterday I kept having this, like I kept getting kicked off Wi-Fi, which was really annoying. It probably has to do with the beta, but like, I don't know. It was just like this phone has annoyed me ever since I started using it again. And I forget what I was using. Like it must have been on the Note 10 to the OnePlus. I don't know. Oh, I was on the OnePlus 8. Yeah. So I don't know. Like for some reason I went back to this phone and it's been annoying me. So I'm like, I'm so happy to be done with it and on to like bigger and better things. So
I feel so bad because people buy these phones, particularly like this one. And it's like, again, it's not, look, you're still going to get 3 years of version updates. Like they're not cutting software support off. Let me just make sure that's clear. They're not selling it anymore. But so people bought this and then you just hope these things are better than they, you know, than they are. I mean, our reviews weren't super kind. I think this is one of the first Pixel phones in a long time I haven't just kept coming back to. You know, like oftentimes we review phones and then we get to the end of the year, we get Pixel phones and you and I both like them. Like the Pixel 2 XL was an awesome phone. I even liked the Pixel 3. And oftentimes, like, those come out and then the next wave of phones comes out. We review those. And then I go back to the Pixel phone because it's the experience I like. This is the first one where I have found myself not going back. Like, I've been on the S20 pretty much since it launched and then jumping in between phones, but I always come back to the S20. I've tried to go back. Like, remember I re-reviewed the Pixel 4 to see if it had gotten better, and it was still bad. I've tried, like you, to go to the 4 XL, and there's something about the feel of the display, the performance, like this whole combo.
Well, the display is just bad. Like, I mean, like, it doesn't get nearly bright enough. No. There's no in between. It's either like added. Yeah, exactly. It's just a bad display.
Yeah.
And the body is just like not great. I don't know.
So there's a few things about it. Yeah. Like you said, you kind of have it for the camera, which I get.
Yeah.
And for the software.
And software.
But yeah, it's these were their worst phones in a while. So, you know, I know this year is kind of a weird transitional year where I don't even know if they know what they're doing. We'll get a Pixel 5. I don't know that we should expect miracles or amazing things from it, except the price could be good. Like if it's $600 or $700, cool.
It's worth a look.
That could be great. And then maybe next year in 2021, it's really sad that we're saying this already. Maybe that'll be the year Google figures it out, because I just don't know that this is the year. Anyways. Okay, that's enough Pixel stuff. But before we go, we had a handful of donations. Before the show started, Alex dropped $5. Hey. Bert also dropped $5. Said Pixel 4a in white is going to be hot. Bert, I don't think there is one. I think there might have been one. It's just black is the only thing we got now. And I think
so. Well, maybe the 5G version will launch in white.
That's true. Maybe the 4A 5G will. Yeah. Sarah Washington with $5. Music sounds like you just walked into a Foot Locker. Yep, it's DL showtime. Yeah, that must have been funny. Right before we started. Thank you, Sarah. I think Sarah had to leave. Bye, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
No Seeds B with the $2. Give me a little more good Google news. Ugh. No Seeds, I wish we had good stuff to say. I don't. I just don't.
Maybe we're being too negative today. Maybe we got to switch it up a bit. Google,
maybe that guy will email
you're
us.
You're doing a great job. I mean, it's a $350 Pixel 4a. I don't know what any of us expect, right? Maybe because our expectations were just so high because the 3a was like a solid device, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like I'm slightly out of focus here. Hold on one second. There we go. So anyway, let's talk Samsung. This is some stuff to get excited about. I am such a Samsung fanboy at this point, which we all know that. Yes. Let's talk about that. So Samsung Unpacked was Wednesday. There was an online reveal. You know, did you have a chance to watch much? Tim's been on vacation, by the way. Did you have a chance to watch much of the unveiling?
Yeah. I watched none of it.
It was... You know, it wasn't that fun. It was really long. Yeah, it was as if they were hosting one of their normal events, except they kind of tried to create this like 360 screen thing. At some point when they were doing the watch demo, the girl was running circles just to try to get her heart. It was very, I mean, I don't know that it was as bad as the Broadway play they did for the Galaxy S4 launch, but it was up there. It was up there with weird launches. Anyway, though, they announced a bunch of stuff we knew was coming. It's all official now. So Galaxy Note 20, Note 20 Ultra. You have an Ultra. I doubt we will ever get our hands on the Note 20 because no one should buy it. But the Ultra, Tim has. Galaxy Watch 3. Actually have one of those right here. Galaxy Watch 3 in two sizes. Galaxy Buds Live, which we will just call the Galaxy Beans, which are the little bean earbuds. Neither of us have those. I don't know that we're going to. I mean, like, you're satisfied with the Buds Plus. I like these. I don't know. Like, the
I
still
don't
really
don't know how they go in your ear.
I don't either. But the Beans are official. And then the Galaxy Tab S7 and S7 Plus, which we also don't have because we haven't reviewed an Android tablet in like 17 years. Those are official, although they do look really, really good. We could talk about those for just a brief minute if we want to. And then finally, they showed off the phone that I will sell everything in my house to buy, and that will be the Galaxy Z Fold 2. Yeah. So we'll save that for a minute. Let's talk Note 20, Note 20 Ultra.
Cool.
To start here. So they announced there's two phones, obviously. One's nice, the Ultra. One's not so nice, the regular Note 20. I'm being extra critical here because Samsung wants to charge $1,000 for the regular one. The Ultra is $1,300. The regular one has a 1080p 60 hertz display in a plastic body, and they want $1,000 for it. I know there's other stuff going on here. They packed all the other stuff in it, but those two things certainly do not scream $1,000 to me. But they did do that. So it's available for pre-order now. Both phones, actually. Pre-order now. They arrive August 20th or August 21st, somewhere in there. And everyone has them. There's unlocked models. I should say the Ultra, while it is a huge phone, and I don't think I could use the thing, it's got kind of everything again, right? Although the storage at 128 gig, is that lower than last year's? Like, did the Note 10 Plus start at 256? I think the base was
256.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they dropped that. It does have a Quad HD display, 120 hertz, which is sweet. Snapdragon 865 Plus has 5G, 12 gig RAM, 512 top tier storage, 128 gig on the low end. And yeah, I think that's kind of a step backwards. We got way too many cameras, including 108 megapixel, big guy, laser autofocus, 4,500 milliamp hour battery. I know that's still large. But the Ultra, I think the S20 Ultra has 5,000, so slightly smaller. But you do have an S Pen, and the S Pen has like super low latency and stuff, right? It's like the fanciest S Pen to date.
Indeed it is.
What else? We have stereo speakers. You have MST again for Samsung Pay, of course. Oh, we don't have the super fast charging, right? Like the 35 watt or whatever it was from last year. Like, that's not back. So it's like they took away a couple of things.
We have like an upgraded super fast charging 2.0 or something. I can't tell you the
wattage
right now.
Which I think came last year. But like, remember they were saying it was like a 45 watt. It's like a 45 watt Samsung charger. Like, this one either doesn't support that, or they're just not, maybe not including it. It's something weird like that. So
shock me.
It seems like they kind of took away a couple things to keep. But the price is still $1,300. It's not like they cut any corners here.
No.
Either way, it's a pretty crazily specced out phone. It comes in the Mystic Bronze, which Tim has. Everything comes in Mystic Bronze. There's also a black, and then there's also a white version. Of course, they sent you the Mystic Bronze because they're so proud of Mystic Bronze. I just don't know that I love it.
It's not gorgeous by any means. Todd is asking, does it have an IR blaster? No, of course not. It doesn't have an IR blaster. Because it's not cool enough to have an IR blaster. You'd think for $1,300 I could get an IR blaster because then I would use it. I have anyway, nice. That's too personal. But yeah, I need an IR blaster on my phone. So I have an old Huawei device still on my bedstand that has an IR blaster.
Just looking. Yeah. In display fingerprint reader. I'm just running through the specs now. See if
Snapdragon 865 Plus, 6.9 inch Quad HD, 120 hertz, 12 gigs of RAM on both storage options. So it's 128 or 512 gigs. I mean, it's stereo speakers, AKG, USB-C. I mean, the triple cameras. It's got everything you would expect. And the improved S Pen, which they are very happy about. It's like 14 milliseconds of latency. Like, it's basically like you're actually writing on it,
which is cool. Which, because, like, the little bit of delay in it used to bug me on Note phones. I always wanted it to be more precise.
Like, back in the day, but like, even on the Note 10, I thought it was fine. Like, I never noticed there being like an issue. Whoa, okay, now hold on. This is my first time actually using the S Pen, and it's actually kind of dope. It's like really fluid.
Is it?
That's okay, very. Yeah. It. This is.
They
smooth.
Made it sound like
this
it was
nice.
Instant now, which.
Like, you'll never be able to see this via Skype, but like, it's actually extremely smooth and accurate. Huh? Very interesting.
You might actually use.
Too bad. All. No, I won't. I won't, because S Pens are dumb.
I like the S Pen. We talk about this a lot. That every time I get a new Note phone, I go, "I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use this S Pen," and then I forget that it's there because I just like, my life doesn't. There's nothing I need it for. I don't jot down notes. If I need to get into a note, I open up Google Keep and type the note. So I don't write anything, and I don't, like, my hand cramps if I write my name. So you know, just not built that way anymore.
Amen to that.
So pre-orders now, $650 yep. off with trade-ins, depending on what you trade in. If you go through Samsung, and they obviously give you that money off right away. Best Buy is doing, I think, upwards of $700, and they're probably doing that because you have to activate. That's how you get the extra $50. To trade in to get the full $650 off, you could do an S20, any of the S20 phones, any Note 10 phone, iPhone 11 Pro Max or iPhone 11 Pro. If you have an S10 phone, not the E, but the S10 Plus, S10, S10 5G, Note 9, they'll give you $550 off. So with the that's not bad. With the S20 though, remember we were getting $700 off. I feel like the Note is really starting to get pushed backwards, which is so weird because you always had the S line, which was really good, and then the Note always kind of stepped it up another notch. That's apparently not the case anymore. If you have a Pixel 4 or Pixel 3, they'll give you $400. And if you got a Pixel 4 and Samsung will give you $400 for it, you should do that. Yeah, you should probably run over there and just give them that money. They're also giving like bonus credits if you buy them and stuff like that. You know, it's the usual Samsung launch where out of the gate, if you have a decent semi-new phone, they'll give you a price that you probably wouldn't get at any other time to try to get you into their new phone.
Flossarelli asking, is the Note 20/Ultra screen curved or flat? So Note 20 Ultra is definitely curved. But it's not, you know, it's not as insane as they used to be, right? The Note 20, however, is definitely a flat screen, plastic body, $1,000 60Hz display device, which it's got an 865 and 5G, but like what? Like plastic. It's like, it just seems like such a ripoff to me. It's kind of ridiculous.
Again, this phone has a 90Hz display and costs $400. You're telling me Samsung couldn't put a euros. 90? Yeah. They couldn't have put a 90Hz display in the cheaper Note 20? Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Scott McDonald asking, is it more curved than the Note 10? This phone feels just like the Note 10 in my hand. It's like that same, like really it. Here. I can zoom in for you a little bit. Other way. It feels just like the Note 10. Like, it's definitely curved. Okay. But it's just perfectly rounded
around the edges.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
But you're probably really only hanging out on top, right? You're not using the curve.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, it's like the way they did it with the S20 line, too, right? They were still technically curved, but you didn't mess with the curve anymore.
And there's those beautiful cameras and this stunning Mystic Such bronze. A huge absolutely camera, huh? Stunning. Oh, my Lord. It's ridiculous. Here, I can show you.
Look at that
it thing. Just like doubles the width of the device, basically.
It really
does. The depth. It's
Lord
huge.
Samsung.
Yeah.
It's a big phone anyway.
It's a monster.
Crazy. Aww.
And we've got a nice, and this is not, this is etched. Like this is actually like raised lettering here.
That?
Nice. Yeah, that feels really nice. And this whole thing being matte, no fingerprints. Oh my God.
Is the black one confirmed matte as well?
Yeah, so okay. On the pretty darn sure they've all got the, I mean that was like a big thing and like they're when they were talking to media about it they were like no more fingerprints.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. That's great.
One other big thing they announced with go for it. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say the phone is huge. I'm just trying to like think about how I'm going to get. I've been wearing a lot of short shorts lately because it's been so hot here and I like getting a little bit of color on my legs before the winter comes
you're
in.
You're not putting that in.
I can't wear short shorts with this bad boy. Like, come on. No. Anyway.
What I was going to say, though, is one of the big things Samsung announced at their little event for phones was they're committing to 3 Android version updates going forward. You may remember when the S20 launched and everyone threw a big ass fit about $1,000 phones and only 2 version updates. This is BS, blah, blah, blah. Even though Samsung does like 4 years of security updates, which is longer than Google, they've now committed to 3 version updates and they're kind of backtracking to the S10. So if you have an S10 or Note 10 or S20 or now the Note 20, you'll get 3 Android version updates. So that's, pretty big. So now we're at 3 version updates, which is where Google is. And they're probably still going to do, I would say, 4 years worth of security updates. Maybe not. Maybe they'll dial the security back to 3 and then do versions to 3. I think everyone will probably be happy there. Either way, that's good. So yeah, if you have an S10 all the way up through this Note 20, you're now getting 3 version updates.
Which is
big news. Because it meant people were, they were big mad. Let's see. Anything else to know about the Note 20? Oh, Tim just posted an unboxing. So I know you guys are watching us right now. The minute you get done watching us, you can go watch Tim unbox that thing and he'll just dive into more of that.
It's a great unboxing too. I spend a solid like 5 minutes actually doing some tips and tricks for you too, just because there's like a lot of things you need to do out of the box to make sure like this thing isn't like, cause it's Samsung, right? So you got to do a whole bunch of things.
You do.
So yeah.
So yeah, that just dropped. And look for the, and he'll have more videos coming. Don't worry.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
We got 2 weeks until the phone's launched. So we got some time. So hang with us there. Scott just asked, how's the camera? I think he's had the phone for 6 minutes.
I've had it for about 6 minutes. But I did take a couple of pictures in my office and I was like kind of shocked at how good they looked. So,
I mean, the nice display probably helps, but.
Yes, and see, and that's another thing, right? So it's hard to, whenever I upload Samsung pictures to my desktop and look at them via the web, I'm like, ah, that's really not like all that great. Same. But every colors look so vivid on this display, like greens, like freaking pop right off of it. So, and the lighting looks good. I'm going to miss night sight, man. I've been taking a lot of like starry night pictures and Samsung still doesn't have like a great astrophotography type of thing. Well, no one does. Not
which is
like
too bad because they have like mega super zoom on that, I'm assuming, and all that.
Yeah, it's a 5x optical. Yeah, and it's I don't want that. I want, you know, freaking.
You don't.
I don't.
No one's taking quality pictures on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Note 20.
Yes, Note 20. Someone said or saw something that gestures work with third-party launchers. I don't know if they're referring to just on the Note 20 or Samsung, or
I think so,
was that like
what version
that
of
Android?
Well, yeah, because what version of One UI is it 2.5?
2.5, yeah. 2.5.
So I think 2.5 gave us, like, you could throw Nova on and still use Android gestures, I think. You should just try that just to confirm, but
that's what I'm doing right now.
But I'm pretty sure that that's one of those changes we've been waiting. Like, we've been waiting for the S20 to get 2.5, because I use Nova on my S20, but I have to use the damn 3 buttons, which has been, you know, kind of brutal. But I think with 2.5, that changes.
So I've got Nova up and running. I've got gestures. And so, like, I don't know. Do I have it?
Well, if they were, I mean, it didn't flip you back. Like on my S20,
yeah, it didn't flip me back.
To 3.
Yeah. So, and I still got like Nova. It says my default.
And you can, like, swipe up and hold to see the app switcher and all that stuff.
Yes. Swipe up and hold. Yep. There she is. Whoops. It's kind of hard to do backwards.
And you have the back gesture, the side back gesture.
Let's find out. Back. Yep.
Yeah. And so 2.5. That's cool. Nova. Yeah, we were waiting for the damn S20 to get it.
Cool. Well, I hate Nova, so I'm over third
parties.
What
you do with
man.
Nova is you just create a backup file. Like, you set it up one time, and then you email yourself the backup file of it so that anytime you set up a new phone, you just you just hit the email, re-download that Nova file, and then you're good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, that's what I do. I think I've been using the same Nova Restore for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, just to clarify, I do not hate Nova. Yeah, I just hate having to set up, and that's what Kellen is talking about. People say LawnChair is really good. I don't know if I've really dove in or too much into LawnChair.
It's basically like the Pixel Launcher, which I think
which
is
I like. I like that. Does
it
have
actual customization?
Does it have the Google feed if I swipe to the right?
I don't actually know that. Somebody in the chat can answer that probably. That I don't
know. Yeah, because that's all I really want. So I want to be able to swipe to my, because you can't do that on the Samsung launcher. So, people are saying, yep, all right, downloaded. And that's all I needed to know. Thank you very much.
All right, so again, more Note 20 stuff coming. Let's go next device. So Galaxy Watch 3. Oh, this is Kellen's 5:30 seconds of watch talking.
Cool.
So here is Galaxy Watch 3. That comes in 2 sizes, 41 mil and 45 mil. It starts at $400. So this is the smaller version, Bluetooth, $400. The larger one goes up to 430. I point out the price there because the Galaxy Watch Active 2, which is currently the best Android watch you could buy, it starts at like 280. So $120 price increase for this guy, mostly for the fancy metal case. Like, there's good weight to this watch. Like, it's actually kind of heavy. So they put a fancy case. They brought back the rotating bezel. So instead of a touch bezel like it was on the Active 2, this thing actually, I don't know if you can hear this.
Nope. No.
So smaller, slimmer, little bezel action. It's got the heart rate monitor and all that stuff. It's got the same processor, I believe, as the original Galaxy Watch and the Watch Active 2. Like, I don't think they upped that. They did give it a full gig RAM. There's LTE models, but those are even more expensive. I don't know why people would want an LTE watch, but some people apparently do. They got approval for the electrocardiogram feature in the US from the FDA. So we're just waiting for that to actually happen. Like, they announced that it was approved. It was previously only approved in South Korea. So there's an app for that. So you can, you know, track all the heart stuff going on to make sure if something bad happens, maybe it'll warn you. Not sure what else to say. It is a smartwatch. I've had it on the wrist for like a day. It's a nice smartwatch. Like, Samsung makes really nice smartwatches. I love the Galaxy Watch Active 2. This one's obviously a little dressier. The thing is, it's $400 and they didn't actually add a bunch of new stuff over the Watch Active 2. Like, the Watch Active 2 has the electrocardiogram capability. It just doesn't have approval here because they had it in South Korea already. So, like, the heart, like, the specs are similar. The display is really nice. You know, it's a smartwatch. I'll probably review it just because I like Samsung's watches, but so far I'm kind of going, yeah, you did a nice job, but $400? Again, this phone, a full phone, is $350. This watch, $400.
Yeah, Kenneth Jones in the chat says, who cares?
Yeah.
Amen.
I know.
Amen, Kenneth. I was pretty excited for the Watch 3 too until I saw the $400 starting price. Like, that just kills it. Like, what? $400?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not going to happen for me. Yeah. I get that it's classy and it does have the ECG. Nice.
Yeah, ECG.
So, yeah, I mean, and that's cool.
It's super cool, though. Like, look how it's a thick watch.
Well, it's thick, but it looks good.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, our good friend No Seeds B says, he donated $5, says, I missed the whole dang show. People keep calling my phone. Keep up the good or keep the good work up. Thank you very much, No Seeds B. We will keep the good work up.
Yeah, because I remember when it first started leaking, you were going, I think this might be my first watch in a while. And then now that it's out, you're like, eh. And I don't blame you for being like, it's really expensive and it's not really that much of an improvement over the Watch Active 2. Like, if you really want a smartwatch, I would tell most people at this point, just go get the Watch Active 2. It's way cheaper and it's just as nice. Sure doesn't
have. Well, it almost got me a little Misfit X or whatever for $15, but then I even said, Wear OS isn't even worth $15 to me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. The Misfit thing that Tim's talking about this week, I'm pretty sure Misfit must, like, Fossil just must be dissolving. Misfit is my guess there. They sold everything they had on their site for just stupid prices. You could get all of their smartwatches for like $40 and under. And at 40 and 30, that was a watch with watch band and charger and all that. If you already had a watch band or one of their chargers, yeah, you could buy the watch for $15. Like, that's just like, they started at $280, I think, when they first came out. Kind of crazy. Anyway, so the Watch 3, this is available now. You can go to Best Buy. You can go to whoever sells stuff and buy it. They're available in all the sizes, LTE, Bluetooth.
Nice.
All right, so Galaxy Buds Live, the earbuds, the beans, $170. Active noise cancellation. So Samsung's first with ANC. That's kind of the big sell here is ANC. Otherwise, you know, they're little mini buds, beans. They come in white, Mystic Bronze, and then black. Actually, everything's Mystic. I don't know what's with the into the Mystic, but everything's Mystic. Battery life sounds fine. 6 hours with no, or with ANC on, 8 hours with it off. Obviously, you get more charge from the case. Bluetooth 5.0. They're not super water resistant, so I would maybe even be a little worried. There, it's like IPX2. I don't even know if you could really work out and get them super sweaty. Hopefully. Mm. You know, they look kind of cool. They certainly do look a little bit like a hearing aid, particularly the Mystic Bronze one. I don't know. There's something about them that just isn't drawing me in. For $170 for active noise cancellation, I don't know. We've talked about this a lot. Like, the Galaxy Buds Plus are pretty damn good, and they're cheaper. So I don't know. Those are out. I don't know. Do you guys want us to review those? Tim and I don't do a lot of audio reviews, and these ones just, I don't think they're doing it for either of us. So our sort of initial thought was we'll probably won't.
I mean, they look different. I just don't know.
That's
like
kind of it, right?
Do I need them, right? Like, I don't know if I need them. No. I mean, hey, if people want us to check it out, I guess we could, but yeah.
Those are also available, right? Yeah, I see Rashad's like, yeah. those are also available right now. You can walk into a store. Actually, I looked at all the Best Buys around here, did not have them in store. You had to order them, and they would take a few days. So some stores may have them, but you can order them and they'll get to you within a couple of days.
Nice.
A somewhat interesting announcement was the Galaxy Tab S7 and S7 Plus. And look, these leaked. We knew they were coming, but now that they're official and their prices and their specs, like I haven't cared about an Android tablet in a really long time. These tablets sound like tablets you might want to care about for the first time in a while. They start at $650, so they're not cheap tablets. These are high-end tablets.
Yes.
We're pretty sure they're Snapdragon 865s, aren't they? 120 hertz. Yeah, 120 hertz refresh rates on their super high res displays. One's an LCD, one's an AMOLED, but they're super high. So 120 hertz and again, high resolution, lots of RAM, lots of storage, quad speakers. They can have 5G if you want. They run Android 10 with Samsung's One UI. They have S Pen functionality. They look really nice. They're big. Like, what's the smaller one? What size display? Like, it's also large, right? 11 inch. Like,
yeah, it's 11 inches.
And then the other one's 12.4. Like, those are huge. These are like mini TVs. But they have accessories like keyboard stands and all that stuff. I'm tempted to like grab one and just play with it. I just don't know that I believe that Android is good at all on tablets still. And I think that'll probably be the frustrating experience there. Mm. But they're coming. I think also August 21st, I believe they finally announced.
Yeah, I mean, they're fancy looking. It's just, you know, they're Android tablets. So it's, hard to say. Rashad says, review the tablet, Kellen.
I just don't know. Like, over the years, even when tablets we thought were cool, including all the Nexus 7s, they were still hard for me to review because I could never find a way to work a tablet into my life. The only way I could see myself using it is like you set it on your coffee table, right? And then in the evenings or something, when you go sit on your couch and just chill, then maybe you put your phone down and you grab your tablet, I guess.
Exactly.
Otherwise, the only time I've ever used tablets is if I'm like working out in the garage or something and I want to watch like the Blazers or Timbers, I'll put that on YouTube TV on a tablet. Like, that's the only time I ever use any of the tablets we have around our house. Because phones are big enough and easier to handle, so I just use my phone for everything. So I've never, like, even back in the day, like I said, when I tried to use tablets, I couldn't ever find a way to like fit them into my life. Yeah, Clinton says uses on his couch, and that's what that makes sense. Or for books, yes. Yeah, I don't read. Sorry, I read all day long. 8,000 million news stories. I don't read books in the evening. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I kind of doubt we'll look at a Tab S7. You know, we may one day. It's tough for us. Neither of us are like. I don't even know if I could evaluate a tablet. Anyway, should we talk about the only thing I actually care about?
What, we have more watch stuff? Oh, Z Fold 2, yeah. I was like, we don't have any more watch news.
Yeah, let's... So the Galaxy Z Fold 2, which I'm just going to call the Galaxy Fold 2. The little Z, the Z in there. I don't like the Z. So the Galaxy Fold 2 is coming We don't know how much it costs, but they will tell us more on September 1st, and pre-orders will happen on September 1st. What we do know is that the Galaxy Fold 2 has a bigger 6.2-inch cover display, and then inside, it's a 7.6-inch display with 120 hertz refresh rate, foldable display, which is insane. The big giant notch is gone. We now just have an Infinity O cutout. 865 plus side fingerprint reader, comes in black or bronze, has the big camera hump on the back. It looks
awesome. It looks so good.
As people are suggesting in the chat, it's probably going to cost $2,000. 100%. This phone, the Note 20 sure. Ultra is $1,300. This phone is going to be $2,000 again. That's why I said I'm going to sell everything in my house to get my hands on one.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm keeping this one. Like, I don't like when the original when the original Fold came out, we each had one and we reviewed them. We were like, these are cool. And I remember it being stressed the whole time because we were worried we were going to break them, because the plan wasn't for us to keep them. We were going to send them back. And then we both got done with them and got rid of them. And I've missed the Fold experience ever since, which I don't say about very many devices.
Nope.
So this one, with the improvements everywhere, like bigger cover display, so you can use it like a normal phone, because the original cover display kind of sucked. It was almost too small.
Yep.
Bigger cover display, and then open it up to what should be a much more robust internal display. I mean, look, it's still going to be fragile, but they've improved it dramatically from the original. They got rid of that stupid notch. It's 120 hertz. We now have like full gesture support. Like, it's going to be so good. I cannot
freaking
wait. Yeah. And if the black version is matte, like the Note 20 Ultra, because I'm not going bronze.
It might have been Scott who said that the other colors of the Note 20 Ultra aren't matte. So I may have been incorrect there.
Mm.
But they did mention something that may not be matte, but they did mention that it should be less fingerprint sensitive. So I don't know. I was really hoping to get a black one because I didn't want this color, but so I could have been able to tell you. But
well, I guess we'll see.
Scott, just get the black anyway.
It's not matte, whatever. I'll probably get the black because I don't really want the pink phone. I just don't. I don't really want the pink wannabe gold bronzish phone. It looks cool in pictures. Probably not using it every day. I don't know. This phone, there was just something about the original where I thought I wasn't going to like it. And I was like, this foldable thing's dumb. I don't need a tablet. And it kind of brings us back to the tablet conversation we just had, right? Like, this phone doubles as a phone and tablet. So instead of putting my phone down to pick up the giant tablet on my coffee table, I just have the one device I carry with me the whole time. So it could be a phone. And then if I want bigger, cause I'm sitting on the couch, then I just unfold it. That was sort of like the beauty of it. We called it the ultimate couch phone because it was had that flexibility of being a phone and then being a little mini tablet. And then the other thing is, it's not a giant, like if I buy a Tab S7, the smallest one is an 11 inch tablet. I don't want to play with that on my couch, but a 7.6 inch tablet, not a bad size. Again, I know this is going to be just stupid expensive and it's still probably gonna be really hard to get a hold of them. They're going to sell it instantly because they're probably not going to make very many. It's going to suck, but I mean, like, September 1st is the day I'm looking forward to. Like, I cannot wait until this.
I'm with you. It looks awesome.
Zach asked about the front screen. The front screen's not 120 hertz. It's just 60, as far as I know. So the front screen, that kind of sucks that it's only 60, but internally, the big guy, which you'll be looking at a lot, 120. Which you'll be watching movies on and, you know, chilling and looking at more often. It's 120.
Kellen's excited.
I'm so excited. Like, because I've really been, ever since we sent back those original folds, I keep going, should I just buy another one? Should I just get one? And then we started getting all the rumors about the Fold 2. And I was like, well, I'm not going to spend $2,000 on this kind of janky, fall apart original fold, knowing there's another one coming that's going to be just as expensive. And so I've been holding out. Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait. So September 1st, everyone mark that down. September 1st, they're going to have a special sort of presentation announcement, and then they will let you pre-order.
Woo.
Very exciting stuff. Okay, so that's pretty much it for Samsung. There's a lot there. Again, Tim has the Note 20 Ultra. he will review that thing. I have a Watch 3. I will review this thing. The Tab S7 earbuds, we probably are going to ignore because this is not stuff that we typically review. The Z Fold 2, we will for sure get however we need to. And that will most definitely. Yeah, Samsung. Good stuff.
Yay, Samsung. Congratulations.
All right. And sort of random other news this week. Android 11 Beta 3 dropped. So this is the final beta for Android 11. Yeah, you've got it on there probably. We got the Easter egg, which is turn it up to 11, cat game, something going on there. So we finally got an Easter egg. Woo. But it is the final beta. Nothing really changed in it. Like I played with it for a couple of minutes and found that and then looked around a little bit. And there's nothing really else in there. Everything should be much more stable, all that stuff. And then soon, which we think is like the first week of September, is more supposed to get Android 11 stable. So that'll be good. And hopefully at that time, because Dave Burke from the Android team kind of teased like, yeah, we haven't shown you guys everything that's coming in Android 11 yet, as if they could just add software features on top, because that's how weird Android works now. So maybe there'll be some surprises once it goes stable, hopefully.
Mm.
Sort of on a related note, Samsung opened up an Android 11 One UI 3 beta yesterday or Wednesday afternoon, maybe Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, somewhere after that. They opened that up. So if you have an S20 and you live in the US or South Korea, I think those are the only two countries, you can get into this unlocked T-Mobile and Sprint, I think, S20s. Mm. So you can try. It's just a developer preview. So they're going to be picky on how you get in. This isn't like the open public beta for everyone, but we know Android 11 is being worked on by Samsung. They're ready to let people start testing it. So that means they'll probably release it. I don't know, again, in like October, November. I mean, they're getting quicker with these. So in Android or One UI 3, we get maybe, you know, some big feature changes or something. The other thing is OnePlus, I believe on August 10th. At the damn date? August 10th, yeah. So August 10th, OnePlus is going to show off their final Oxygen OS 11, Android 11 beta build. And then when they're going to show that off, they're going to announce a bunch of new features. So we're finally getting Always On Display.
I
know. We'll probably get a dark theme toggle finally. And then some other stuff. Like I think they're going to change some UI elements and make it look a little different. I hope they don't go too wild there. I don't really want this to start looking like some of those weird Chinese skins that are on like Oppo phones and things like that. I don't want that. We like OnePlus because they're pretty clean, lean Android. So I hope they don't go too wild here. But that's coming August 10th. So if you own a OnePlus phone, you most definitely want to watch out for that because we'll get Always On Display. Finally. After all these years, OnePlus is going to give us an Always On Display. You have such weird comments sometimes. Anyway.
Sometimes.
So that's Android 11 news. Again, final beta should be stable in September. Okay, so other things this week, the August patch, August Android security patch came out. So if you own Pixel 2 up through Pixel 4, you should get the August patch. Nothing big in there. It's just a security patch. Google Play Music, though, officially started shutting down this month. If you're a big Google Play Music user and you don't want to shift to YouTube Music, your days are limited at this point.
Oh, no.
Google announced that starting this month, you'll no longer be able to buy music through Google Play. Do people still buy music?
I didn't think that was a thing. Yeah.
Apparently people have or were. I'm not really sure. But so you can no longer buy music through Google Play. And then they're going to turn off the ability to upload through that. Remember that music manager application they had that you could upload?
Yep.
So they're going to kill that too this month. So in August. and then next month in September, they're going to start shutting down Play Music. So they're going to start in New Zealand and South Africa. I don't know why they picked those two places first. They're going to start shutting Google Play Music down. So they're basically going to notify you that you can no longer use the app and just kill it off. And then in October, everywhere else is going to slowly start getting killed. So like I may lose access and Tim may keep it for a really long time. And well, not really long time, but for longer. It's kind of this rollout. They haven't said like the US, everyone loses it this one day. They said it's just going to happen user by user. So once your number is called, you're just out. So that starts in October. for everyone not in New Zealand or South Africa. And they're going to do that up until December, when they'll just fully kill Google Play Music. They're planning in a couple of weeks to kill the Google Play Music app from Wear OS. So if you're using it on Wear OS, that's going to get killed before your service does. It's very weird. And then once December rolls around and the end of the year, Google Play Music's gone and YouTube Music is your Google Music option. I'm just telling you right now, just switch to Spotify. That's all I'm going to say.
Like, Spotify is not a superior service over, say, Google Play Music, just because, like, the way Spotify handles queues and things. I know I've talked about this multiple times. Like, I hate Spotify, but they have everything I want.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've just got the music. Yeah. So it just is what it is. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. We're powerless. We're pawns.
There's always the chance that you move all your stuff to YouTube Music and you start getting used to it and they add some features and then Google kills it and comes up with a new music service and then we start all over, because that's just what Google does. Spotify is not going anywhere. Spotify is growing. They're paying people bajillions of dollars to move their podcasts over and all this stuff. Like, Spotify just kind of keeps getting better and better. So I would suggest, if you've been paying for Google Play Music, maybe think about Spotify. The other thing is, you probably want the YouTube ad free stuff. So that's kind of tough. I mean, I don't know. YouTube Music, I don't know that is that great of a service. That's the only problem. So
yeah,
I feel for you guys. I'm like you. I made the move to Spotify a long time ago. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Final topic, Nearby Share. So Google announced Nearby Share is launching this week. Nearby Share is their, I guess you could call it, an Apple AirDrop competitor. It is not Beam. We're no longer NFC beaming things, but it'll pull up nearby devices. Beaming. Yeah. It'll pull up nearby devices of other people who have it and let you share files and links and stuff between them. It's starting on Google and Samsung phones. I think other people have it.
Oh, there it is, just so everyone can see. Nearby Share.
So you can share stuff. I haven't actually tried it yet. I don't have anyone to share with. I mean, I guess I could send stuff to my wife, but I mean, our Google Photos are attached, so she gets pictures I send anyway.
No one uses this stuff.
No, people
and
don't.
Plus, like, we have to social distance anyway. Who can I nearby share with?
Yeah, you have to be nearby somebody in order to nearby share. Where I will see myself using this is when it comes to Chrome, potentially. Like, Google announced that it's coming to Chromebooks. So in the coming months, I think they said, you'll be able to nearby share between Chromebooks and Android devices. And I feel like people have found evidence of it just in Chrome, like the browser. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance that Mac or Windows, you'll be able to do it. I could see myself using it then. But otherwise,
screenshots and stuff.
Yeah, like things like that. Yeah. Like, take a photo, send it right to your computer, those sort of things. Otherwise, you know, whatever. I just don't see myself using it that much. And it's something like, if I'm going to share with somebody, I got to probably walk them through how to turn it on, where to find it, how to do, you know, because this stuff is never that easy to just explain. It's always like sort of difficult to get some stuff like this going. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Apple's just had theirs for, I don't know, 10 years and
it just works.
Yeah. And it really does just work. It's kind of weird.
I asked people, I think on Twitter maybe a while ago somewhere, I was like, do people actually use AirDrop? And everyone that owns an iPhone was like, hell yes. Like, I send photos or whatever to my computer all the time. Like, I just send, or I'm on my computer, I just send stuff to my phone. And all I do is click the little AirDrop. And I'm like, God, that actually sounds kind of nice.
I like the idea of, like, random AirDrops, like, out in public. Right. Like, being able just to, like, say, mass airdrop things to someone you're on, like, a train with or whatever, like, that just, and I get that that's like, it could be creepy and people have used it for, like, nefarious things, but hey, it's still kind of a cool idea.
It is. Well, maybe you'll do that.
It's
when
like
you're
we're all
share.
Connected. Maybe I'm calling it G drop from now on. Apparently it's just G drop. Like, hey, G-drop. Can you nearby share that with that? Nah, just G drop. I like G drop.
Yeah, that's the thing is Apple named theirs AirDrop, which is kind of catchy and makes sense. Like, Google's like, hello, can you nearby share that to me? Like, come on, Google.
Yeah.
We've called it something else.
Yeah, G-drop it.
G-drop.
Random AirDrops.
All right. Yeah. I got nothing else. Like, feel like we just covered a lot. I know it wasn't like a longer show than I thought. We probably technically still have time for trivia, but there's no trivia again if you joined us late. We wanted to just focus on all of the stuff because a lot happened this week. And I just don't know that I've got the energy to run trivia.
No, we're out of here. If anyone else is like doing work or whatever, just shut it down. Tell your boss that we say it's okay. Just enjoy your weekend. You know, there's too much stress out there, man. Sometimes you just gotta unwind, unplug.
I feel like it's one of those weekends to just unwind, unplug. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got no other topics other than Tim Berzer playing for a championship here shortly, and then the Blazers will follow them up right after that. So
soccer's still a thing. That's cool. Oh yeah.
They're doing the like weird mini tournament because they like, so MLS, they're doing their weird MLS is back tournament, which the Timbers really are in the championship right now. Not that it means much, just like it's almost like preseason type stuff. It feels like they actually think they're going to do an MLS season after this. And I'm going, have you guys seen baseball? Mm-hmm. Like they can't even play a game without someone like the entire team getting COVID. I don't know how MLS thinks they're gonna do it. Anyway, Timbers in championship. Blazers just smoking everyone right now. So, you know, it's a good time to be.
Lillard is, he's cooking. He is cooking. Oh, man. I mean, Denver, they didn't stand a chance last night. That was awesome. Well, it's nice when we have our whole team, you know, we got Zach Collins and the Bosnian Beast. We're like actually a basketball team now.
It's good to be healthy.
It makes a big difference.
It does.
My Giants.
Yeah, how are they?
They're terrible. They're terrible.
They do this though a lot, right? Like they win a championship and then they suck for 3 years, then they win another one and then suck. Yeah. Like but they just keep racking up championships even with all these in between terrible years, right?
Well, our last championship was 6 years ago, so we're just gonna have
long.
Whoa. Yeah, 2014, man. Wow. So
I feel like they just won a couple years ago.
Jeez. I wish that would have been nice. But you know, hey. It's whatever. We got spoiled there 3 years in five. So it is what it is.
Yes.
I hope everyone has a fantastic
beer 30. Weekend. Yeah.
Beer 30. Yes.
Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Again, sorry for no trivia this week. There was a lot to take in this week. We'll make it up to you. We'll put together some good prizes for the next time that we're back to do trivia. To do trivia another show. There's a chance we do another show next week. I know we've been doing the every other, but there's kind of some stuff going on. There's a good chance we'll be back next week. We'll keep you posted on that. But otherwise, anything else?
Nope. Be safe. Right. Stay well.
All right, guys. Wear those masks. Wear Droid Life. Peace.
Peace.